on Pamela or whatever.
Well, I had disabled chat. Now they can hear everything you're saying.
Awesome.
We haven't started the show yet, but they can hear everything.
Hello, can you see that? Can you see that? Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Okay.
Start watching.
That's good.
Shit, and
Twitch
though, but I need
just went live. You need a what?
What?
I don't know what she needs. She needs help.
Now I have chat rules?
Yes, I do.
Chat rules? There's rules to the chat.
Apparently, yes.
I almost just dumped my glass of water on my laptop.
I have 80%. Just don't.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do this thing.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
As I will ever be.
Here.
Shit, what?
All right. Let me see. I don't know if this is... I don't think you guys are going to hear this. Hopefully, the chat will hear it.
Okay, and all you guys as well, use read the emails I sent you earlier on. You know exactly all what you are doing, so just follow those instructions. You'll all be okay. Okay.
Right. Are you done talking now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh shit! I don't have the show.
Are you gonna go 1, 2, 3, go? Or shit! Or are you gonna give me a hand signal?
I'll
or
give you the thumbs up.
I'm gonna give you a hand signal.
You'll
okay.
See how I did that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you the thumbs up. Or I'm gonna give you the two finger.
Yeah. I think I could manage three fingers.
I bet you could.
Without anything else in that? Lubrication.
Yeah. All right. Robin, whenever you're ready.
Well, are we started?
Do you want me to start the music now? I mean, you know, we've been, 4 minutes into the
Jesus
podcast.
Jesus fucking get the staff. Hurry up.
Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, my name is Robin Tate. That's at Bongo the Same. And this is the Overseas Connection Podcast, episode 435 for August the 19th, 2017. I am a statue that you are not going to remove, no matter how much you complain. Ah, well, maybe you will. Anyway, tonight is a very special night. I am driving the car tonight, going to take you on an adventure. And in the back of the car, I've got three people that are wonderful. One that sounds like Freddy Krueger, one that looks like a little angel, and one that wears clothes without arms in them. So the gentleman that's spinning the decks tonight, he's usually in the seat here, but he's not tonight. He's wearing a grey fetching tank top, and it's wonderful. And that is Greg DeLacy, Murphy's Law. Good evening, Mr. Murphy's Law. How are you,
Robin? It's so nice to be on the podcast tonight. I can't help but thank you for inviting me to your lovely show. I'm very
thank
excited
you.
About this. I also look
this is a
talking about
the sexy things. Night.
Yes,
sexy night. We're going to talk about lots of nice things tonight. Yeah. This is one of those nights where we need someone with a deep, succulent voice, whose voice is used for many a voiceover.
Succulent.
She's famous. Yeah, succulent.
Yeah.
Like bacon. Succulent, juicy
very
bacon.
Succulent.
It's like maple syrup on the bacon. And that can be no one else but Nicole Radowski herself, Amaryllis. Bring me those dulcet tones.
Thank you. And yes, I do have a...
What happened to dulcet tones?
Those are
where
dulcet.
Are they?
They're as dulcet as you're going to get with this crud.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, got a cruddy one up there. So the next one is very important. This is a very, very special night for the fourth person of our podcast, me included. And that person is doing it for the first time in a place that she's never done it before. It's like virginal room. It's completely different. The background has changed. She's glowing succulent. Like a little fairy. She's succulent. She's tasty. I could carve pieces off her and love it so much. That's Kim, Gamer Girl 27, are you this evening? In your new room, in your new house.
Yes, I am here. Here. And I can't really show you, but there are no lights on. I'm not sitting in the dark, but you can still see me. It's a miracle.
That is.
Hallelujah. Congratulations. Congratulations. Okay. Enough of the silliness. Let's move on to a different level of silliness. Kim, it is fantastic. And from all of us, I'm quite sure we'll say that you have at last moved into the new barn, the new house, the new hacienda. It is fantastic because it has been so for you. I'm sure you're so happy to get in there. Did you just get in? Is it today? When was your first night of?
2 weeks ago.
Now. Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been playing with bandwidth and internet connections and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. We rednecked the internet. We took two phone lines, put them together, and strung the phone line from the box at the old house and strung it through a window to the new house. So that's how I have internet right now. So until the phone company shows up to actually install internet here, so it works.
And is it great? Is it good? Is it nice to be in it?
Oh my god, you have no idea. I mean, you know, admittedly my walls are bare and everything else, but we did get hot water today, so no more cold showers, thank god.
They have their place, Kim. They have their place.
Well, truth, that they do, but you know, I'm just glad it's not 20 degrees in winter, so.
Yeah. Can I just say I miss the wood paneling.
Well, maybe when we start tearing it down, I'll get a chunk and frame it, and we'll mount it here somewhere so you can see it every so often.
That would be a very good idea. One little piece, one little memory.
Yep, yeah, a little square, really, and, you know, I'll put it up behind me every once in a while so you can see it, you know.
Nicole, why are you so creaky tonight? What is wrong? What is wrong with your voice?
Oh, where is it? Why am I so creaky? I was like,
second job.
Yeah. 1-900. No. Because I live out in the city that's attached to the country. I don't know. There is ragweed between me and the cornfield that's behind me. Sorry, I used to have a cow field.
And for clarity, are you allergic to ragweed, I'm assuming?
Or cows?
Severely allergic to ragweed. Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know what ragweed is, but it must have pollen in it, so I take it that's what the problem is. The hay
it's
fever
a
thing,
shit
yeah.
plant weed thing that, like, you can't even kill with a weed killer.
How could you kill it? Could we, like, get, like, flamethrowers onto it?
You
would that be a thing? That'd be a fun way to do it.
The ground, and you can't burn it, because if you burn it, it spreads.
Wait, real quickly, I think Mark would want me to play this... This sound effect because
everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Okay, continue on.
I don't even want to know what sound effect that was.
Right, me neither.
It's good. I'm glad that you can't hear these things.
I'm like so glad his shit's broken and he can't do it right.
Oh well, so what, can you take medication for this? Will it clear up? You know, I mean, no.
It's just allergies, and I'm a natural girl, so it's essential oils for me.
Yeah, well, if you need help getting those rubbed on, there's a queue in the chat right now that will help you.
I'm sure there's not, and we're good, and I have roller balls.
Greg, before I chat to you, just at the top of the show, we need to make a big shout out to Mark and Jenny. Jenny has taken quite a bad turn and she's sick tonight. And she's getting medical attention. She hopefully will be fine and dandy, but Mark's and Jenny are having a pretty hard time over the last year. I just wanted to point that out because Mark would usually spin the decks and do all the fantastic mixing and sound effects. And we miss you tonight, Mark, and we are thinking about you. And if you're listening, if you're listening in, yeah, buddy, thoughts to you and Jenny at this time.
So. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, it will all sound really horrible compared to when Mark usually runs it. I can only apologize so much for that.
So, Greg.
Yes.
Tell me about just to lift the quality of our conversation right now.
Okay.
Tell me about your groin.
Well, let's talk about this. So, back on Sunday, I was at the gym, big leg day, and
is that official day? Is that like something you have in America?
So when I work out at the gym,
National Big Leg Day.
Yes, National Big Leg Day. No. I work out like parts of my body. So like I'll do like a day dedicated to back. I'll do a day dedicated to chest.
Your groin is one of the parts you work out. Is that what you're saying?
Well, when you do a leg day and you're working your legs, then yes, the groin does get involved. So at one point I felt a little twinge and I was like, that's not a good sign. I said, but, you know, so I backed off that exercise, got through everything. So then fast forward a little bit to Wednesday, my bowling night. This is the last night of our regular league. And so it's basically it's kind of like a gambling night. The better you do this night, you can potentially win money. So I'm excited, get out there. First game, threw a 173. Not great, not bad. I'm feeling good, though. But the very last frame, 10th frame, I feel that twinge again. And let me tell you, after that, it just got worse and worse. I started actually really hurting. And so needless to say, I ended up having to not bowl my last game on Wednesday night because I couldn't throw the ball anymore. So,
dear.
Groin pulls.
It's funny. When you mentioned groin, it actually flashback to last night, Kim. So as you're aware, I spent the evening. No. This is so weird. I was sitting on the couch last night with a laptop and I was updating the Year of Living Gamergistly, which I haven't done in 3 months. And I regretted it because it took me to after midnight to get everything updated. And the TV was on. And Judith had disappeared off the bed. And this program called, I believe it's called, is it Animal Attraction? Came on. And it was like blind date, okay? So you imagine blind date. So you got, you know, three people, guy behind the screen. So, but the difference between this one is, and I was sort of typing away and I couldn't, my eye came up to this because it was on, but I wasn't really tuned into it. So the first of all, the girl came out and there's five or six glass boxes, different colors, glowing, with people inside them. And what this person has to do is she has to get these down to one so she can pick one to go out on a date with. But the difference is that the people inside the boxes are naked. So she has to choose them on, they're not allowed to talk, on looks alone. So the first stage of this is it goes up for the first third. So this girl had to see the legs and the willy.
You just like completely got Skypey on us, and that possibly is the best thing ever.
The legs and the willy. See, they were going around examining all the willies, discussing them. Well, do you think that's good or that's bad? Then it was up past the willy kept going up past the chest and then to the head and turned round to the ass. And they it was unbelievable. And then she gets it down to three people. So they're three. And then she has to go out and get naked and come back into the room. So they're all naked together with the presenter. And she has to pick one, and then they go out on an ordinary date. And then it goes the other way around, where there's a guy picking, and the girls. And it's the woofter.
Robin.
The arse.
Just real quickly.
The tits. Fucking hell. It's so unbelievable.
Where were you watching this?
This was on, I believe it was Channel 4 or Channel 5 over here. It was on normal TV. It wasn't pay TV. This is normal TV. This is unbelievable. I'm going to be watching every week. So that's where your groin takes me to that thing last night. So yeah, thank you. Yeah. Can you imagine us doing that?
No.
All the presenters from the Overseas Connection. Yeah.
Nope.
And you had to guess which one was which.
Still can't.
Nope.
No, I don't want to go there. Don't want to go there. Yeah. So, Kim, you have moved in.
Yes, I have.
Nicole, you are sick. But you're back to school now. The kids are back to school. They start this week now, isn't it, right?
Oh, no. We started August 7th.
All right. Real quickly, Martin has responded. It's called Naked Attraction, Robin. And Naked he said Attraction. It's total poop.
It is. It was. It was unbelievably bad. I'm not saying it's good, but it was just, I couldn't believe
You added it to your DVR now and you're going to watch it weekly.
No.
It's just lies.
Crazy. Our kids aren't back until a couple of days before the end of this month. They're now not going to be all sense. Of August.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this week has been a strange week for me because we've had, what are the family called in the Sound of Music? We've been like them. There's been like 7, 8 kids running around this house.
Trapp family, I believe.
It's been on Trapp family singers. That's what we've been like this week. Yeah, we've had lots of extra foster kids in this week. One of them I've completely just fallen for, little Boo. She is absolutely gorgeous. She's 2.5. She looks like Boo from Monsters, Inc. And she is gorgeous. And the speech is coming. She is Latvia originally, so she had next to no English when she came to us anyway because she was 2.5. But it's coming now, and it's Robin, trampoline. It's brilliant. Class. So it's been a crazy week. And I haven't done a lot of gaming wise. I have been doing a lot of James Bonding. I listened to that podcast week before last, and I can't stop watching Bond movies. It's kind of odd. Yeah. So what do you do? The other thing that I've done this week as well, which was really didn't go the way it was meant to go. There was I had, as I said last week, I power hosed my fence and got it ready for painting. And I bought this new spray device that you put the stain into to do it. So there was one night this week I did have a little bit of time. Judith said, "Oh, Robin, you can start this fence. And the weather's fine. It's going to be wonderful." So I get the big extension lead out and get all the paint into the thing and start going zzzz. And then the rain comes down, bounces off the ground, and the 5 or 6 meters that I had painted, I rush into the house, and within 10 minutes, it's completely washed off. So, that didn't go as the way it meant to go. But the device is brilliant. That would be so much fun. I could start up my own spray tan business with this thing. Could spray it. It's a class tool. I can't wait to use it more. So it's kind of cool. Did you just get up to anything else weird, or is it just me? Yeah.
I think that's pretty
just
much you.
Me.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nothing crazy outside of pulling the groin and trying to throw a bowling ball. That was the craziness of my week.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, yeah, well, and you're comfortable now. You have, like, olive oil and stuff rubbed onto it.
That's exactly what I used to recover from injury. Olive oil. Yep.
It works.
Absolutely.
She's brilliant.
Olive oil and some Windex.
She can suck a golf ball through a 10-foot garden hose. Yeah. All right. So whatever we've been doing gaming-wise, let's get into it. Nicole, what have you been up to as far as your gaming? I see one you've been chilling out with and one you've been at, which hasn't been on your list in a while. So what have you been doing?
Played some Minecraft with my... It started off with my son, but I hadn't played it in so long, I decided to go back and revisit some of my old worlds. I know you bounced in on one of them and said hi, but...
Yeah, because you weren't feeling so well then as well, so...
No, then I had that podcast crud that Greg gave me. It was a completely different crud. What?
Is it true?
No, it's true, yeah. Greg.
You can't blame me for that. We've got quite a bit of distance between us. I'm just saying.
I know. I still blame you.
Okay.
Goodness me.
You got sick, and then I got this crud on top of it. So, you know. But, so I decided, you know, to chill and take it easy. And was playing a lot of Minecraft. Played some Borderlands, which I hadn't played in a while.
Yeah, that's me.
How does that hold up?
You know what? I put it, you know how you put a game down and you pick it back up and then you're like, oh shit, I forgot how much fun this is.
Okay.
And you remember a lot of things about the game, so it's easy to, you don't have to have your hand held through it. You can just pop through. And like we played with Mike Brashler, played with Donna, Janine. Somebody else popped in there, and I'm sorry, I'm drug-induced, so I have a real shit memory about it right now, so whoever that person is, I apologize, because you probably were a very major person, and I'm just that dense. Oh, we played with Nick. We played with Womble.
Well, there you
Oops.
Go.
Oh,
sorry, Womble.
Hey, Womble. Nick, you are memorable at some point in time. Just take that.
Like that was like the very beginning of my cruddom that I got from Greg.
Cruddom. So. I like it. That's a new term we can coin. Cruddom.
I adore
the soundtrack from that. The music in it. That is a Jasper Kidd, isn't it? He wasn't it him that done the soundtrack for that. It's sort of haunting. It fits that deserty scene just perfectly. It's really cool. And I can imagine
all of them are good though. All the soundtracks from Borderlands were good.
I imagine it does hold up pretty well graphically because of it, the style, the cell shaded stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few glitches it's an old game. It's still fun. And then you just laugh at the glitches. And then you remember that you like things called Bouncing Betties and Screamers and
Magic Missiles.
Shoot, you're magic speaking my language right now, Nicole. Especially. Bouncing Betties and Screamers.
Yeah.
That's a party.
Well, see, and that's the thing. They always have these great, absolutely fabulous, fun names. And then you get back into that hysterical rhetoric and interesting conversation as you play this game because of the titles of the guns and
the Bouncing Betties and the Screamers.
Yes.
And the creatures, the invisible assholes.
Yes, invisible assholes are my favorite. But and the missile. I mean, seriously, come on. We had so much fun with it.
Nicole, was it Borderlands 2 that the loot crate thing started to come, or was there loot crates in Borderlands 1? I can't remember. Or is it just
chests?
There was
loot crates in all of them.
Yeah, but I think the loot crates with the keys started in Borderlands 2. But I want to say the first one, it was just you found loot. You know, that's where your loot was always in a chest that you opened up.
Yeah. Yeah, because that brings me. I'm going to take a wee tangent here and go into it brings into the email of Jason Johnson's that he'd sent. Hi, OC crew. I'd like to propose that you bring something back. The vault. Because remember the vault? We put things in the vault.
Yes.
A while away. Because I have something you can lock away. I would like to submit loot boxes be retired to the vault. They were okay when they were only in multiplayer games, but with the recent announcement of loot boxes give single player loot in Middle Earth Shadow of War, I feel that this time it has gone far enough. I am still planning on buying a game, and I'm sure I will have a great deal of fun with it. However, I feel like ever since Overwatch came out, and it was a hit, that game publishers have thrown loot boxes in everything. The loot boxes are not what makes Overwatch special, so using that feature is taking away the wrong message from its success. I know that publishers put them there for people so that they can make more money, but it is something like this really needed for single-player experiences, or are they just trying to milk every dime they can out of a game that is already expected to be a success? I think we already know the answer. Cheers, Jason. So I think he's got a good point. But I think it's the industry trying microtransactions by a back door, and it just seems to be this year's thing is the loot crate. I would never have been one that would buy these random boxes. I mean, you had them in Mass Effect, Borderlands 2, as an older one that I don't know if they were one of the first to introduce that. Rocket League as well, Overwatch, and now this, which it seems really odd because that's Shadow of War. That'll be in the single player thing. You'll get loot crate type thing. And the worst about it is they're friggin' random. You don't know what you're getting in them.
Gears of War has them in the Gears 4. And yeah. You get loot drops in Halo, is it 5?
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the cards, you used to get those Titan cards, the cards mm-hmm. in Titanfall, which is basically the same thing, only it's a card instead of a friggin' crate. Yeah, but it's still the same concept.
I hated the cards, only because
so did I.
Well, they were one-time use items, so it's not mm-hmm. like you got to keep them. It's they vanished after you used them.
Yeah.
Well, see somebody with a gambling problem, you know, because yeah, this gambling, you're gambling to get the thing that you've been trying to get. I get why they do it. I would think I would prefer if this is not play to win stuff that there was a shop and you could choose to buy the hat or the clothes or the exact thing you wanted. So you're not gambling away.
They did that with Fable.
Maybe there's...
Yes. Yeah. You could save up and buy whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. Think... And I have more respect for that type of thing because then you are guaranteed to get what you want. Yeah. It frustrates me, the Gears box. I love my Gears boxes, don't get me wrong, because I'm getting new cool shit. But when I have 5 of them and they're... specialty items that you can't break down and use for something else, then it pisses me off because I've got like 5 Anyas. What the hell am I going to do with 5 of her? I only need her once.
I can come up with an idea.
Boys.
Yeah, and it's it's bound to be a simple check for them to look at your inventory to what you have, so they give you something different. You know, 5. You know, it's ridiculous that you're getting 5.
Oh, I'm sure it's just a simple line of code.
So are they here to stay? Is it?
Oh,
you know, is this the way of it now?
I think so. I mean, just to jump
in
on this.
In some form or fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may evolve. It may change a little bit. But I mean, I think this is a way that developers found they can make additional money without raising the base game price. So you still feel like you're buying a $60 game, but at the end of the day, you may be spending upwards of $90 on that game. I mean, that's the same concept behind DLC, expansion packs as well. But you know, I think the argument for expansion packs, at least in my eyes, that why I feel those are more valuable, is that you know the developer is putting in time, and typically speaking, with an expansion pack, it adds a considerable amount of gameplay to something. It's not just a map pack. When it's map packs, when it's microtransaction stuff, to me, it gets into some dangerous areas. Map packs, when they're paid for, they split the fan base because you've got a certain amount of people that'll buy them, a certain amount of people that won't. And, you know, what sucks, and I distinctly remember this playing Call of Duty when we had situations where certain people had the new maps and others didn't,
mm-hmm.
and you yep. literally couldn't play together. Because you didn't own that new map pack, and it wasn't part of your quote-unquote inventory, if you will. So, not a fan of that. The microtransaction stuff with Shadow of War in particular. I don't know how I feel about this, mostly because I want to see how it actually is implemented. Because the way the developers described it is this is purely optional. It is a way to help speed up your single-player gameplay if you want to. Otherwise, you can play through the game at what they could, the normal pace, if you will. The danger, obviously, is that if you have a developer that artificially inflates game time, you know, they make it more grindy because they want to entice you to buy microtransaction equipment to make it faster. That's where this potentially gets really dangerous and bad, but
well,
to be honest...
I mean, GTA have been doing that for years. You know, you can buy those shark card things, and you don't have to. You can grind it, but it'll take months to grind out some of those values.
Sorry, go ahead, Robin.
And that seems not acceptable, but then again, GTA keep on adding loads and loads and loads of stuff, right. So that's fine. But when it just gets arbitrary in nearly every game, it just feels cheap. You know,
I'm not going to disagree with that.
If you were playing for GTA for the past 4 years, what's wrong with buying a few shark cards now and again because you're showing the appreciation to the development company? I don't have a problem with that. But just in every game now, it seems to be creeping in, and that's just Sleepy? Sleazy?
Well, see, because this goes back to the notion of, you know, what do we prefer? What do we want as gamers? Do we want them, you know, well, okay, let me take a step back. I know what we want as gamers. We want these all to be free-to-play, AAA budget games that don't have any DLC in them, but they offer, you know, incredible single-player experiences and multiplayer experiences, and you never have to pay a dime. But that's not reality. These companies are built to make money. They're not here for charity. So this notion of everything should be free, I'm sorry. You take that and throw that out the window. You are just deceiving yourself if you think that way. Now, can they be smart about it? Yeah. I think Titanfall 2 has been pretty smart about the way they've done their DLC. All the maps have been free that they've included in this year. They have cosmetic DLC that you can buy, so skins for your Titan, skins for your character, for your guns. And to me, that's that optional thing that, hey, you know what, if you see something that looks really cool and you want to spend some money on that, go for it. But it in no way impacts gameplay, and it doesn't give you an advantage over anybody. That's, to me, the smartest kind of DLC that you can put out there.
See, I think if a Canadian sage was here, he would have one thing to say. Greedy devs!
Yes.
Yeah.
Robin, real quickly, yeah. What are you drinking? Yeah. Can you raise that up? Because somebody in the chat, Starved for Help, has said, I can't believe you're not drinking. You are drinking.
I am drinking a powerful and hoppy IPA that uses a blend of American hops, giving the beer a fresh citrus and grapefruit punch. And it's called Pajala. Pajala.
It's called shit. That's gross.
Vermalized India Pale Ale in my random dip beer box. So there you go. Cheers!
If it helps any, I had a beer before I came on here. So there's that.
My next one that I'm about to open is from
last night.
Firebrand Brewing. It's a rye PA forged in Cornwall.
Hmm.
I'm about to open mine.
Okay.
I like the Edinburgh stuff. I do have one more thing to mention because I wanted to ask you guys about this and I didn't have a chance to write it down.
Right.
But did you guys do the Sea of Thieves and get your email for the technical alpha?
Mm-hmm.
I want to put it out there that some of us signed up for that. I know Kim did, and I know Mark did.
I did.
And so for our listeners, if there's a way for us to all play together in the alpha, we need to get on it and do it. Right. The alpha is from August 22nd through the 27th, and you should have your invite in your email.
And that's good fun. Good fun.
Yeah.
I've been in the alpha since the beginning, and it's good, but it definitely needs friends.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was asking, because there are some that have already been in, and there are some that, like us, that just now got it. And
so, funny thing, I don't know if I'll get in or not, but the beta downloaded to my console because I game share with Mark. So we'll see if it lets me in or not.
Yeah, because I was going to go download it earlier this morning, but I was feeling lazy. And
I'd also like to report real quickly. Just to the previous topic about drinking, I have texted my beer assistant.
Yes.
I don't know if she will listen or not, but I'm trying to put it in the nicest way possible.
There you go.
beer assistant. She sent you a flipping finger back, didn't she?
One of the very coolest things that you can do in Sea of Thieves, Nick, is instead of jumping off the ship and swimming to shore, what you do is you can load yourself into the cannon and shoot yourself from the cannon to the shore, which is really kind of wacky and cool. So it's fun and cartoony.
My cannonballs will fit in a cannon.
I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think I'll talk about the Path of Exile meta next. Kim?
I love throwing him off.
I'm in the beta for that. I downloaded it because it finally came, and I think it's supposed to be out, the 24th for the Xbox One?
Right. It's coming up soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't really say, well, I can't really say much, only because I started it right before we moved, so I've only played like 40 minutes of it. But what I have played, because I played a little bit of it on the PC, and what I've played on the Xbox, it's definitely a little more polished. It looks better, you know. Of course, my PC is crap, so that could be why, too. But I had fun with it for the little time I got to play with it, and it's going to be free to play. So I can.
Sorry, what is Path of Exile, Kim?
It's a, I don't know, what would you call it?
Not Borderlands.
It's an RPG. It's like Torchlight.
Yeah.
Okay. All
it's
right.
a lot like Torchlight. And yeah, I can see this being a gigantic time suck for me. So if I ever can get back on the Xbox ever again, I hope soon. So, and the free to play option is really good. So, you know, if you're looking for something else to play, it'll be coming soon. I recommend it.
Right now, real quick, I'm going to ask some questions of you, Kim, because I'm curious.
Okay.
So for Path of Exile, is mm-hmm. this is it just like real action based, or is it, you know, is there a lot of like branching story options and dialogue trees, that kind of thing? I mean, can I explain it a little bit more? I know you said it's Torchlight esque, but
yeah. Oh, I would say, yeah, definitely. It's there's some action. I don't know about you know, the conversation branches or anything like that, because like I said, I haven't got very far. But yeah, it's more like Diablo, Torchlight, that sort of thing. It's
I guess
like,
Diablo would be the better descriptor than Torchlight.
Yeah,
something
that's
everybody
true.
Knows.
Yeah, exactly. It's not Dragon, you know, it's not like Dragon Age where, at least as far as I've gotten, it hasn't been like Dragon Age where somebody stops you and then there's a whole bunch of random different things you can say to them.
Right.
Because right now all I've been doing is killing, what are they called? Drowned, I think is what they call them. They're like zombies, I guess. So yeah, it's, like I said, if you like Diablo 3, if you liked Torchlight, this is definitely something I think you would go for. So, and like I said, free to play. So, yeah. And it sounds like there's not going to be a whole lot of microtransactions. Only if you want to pay for them. So,
just, again, this is one of those things where you do wonder a little bit. You know, they just play the numbers game, and they're feeling like they get enough people playing the game that they will eventually make all the money that they need.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are offering. What did I saw the other night? They are offering like supporter packs, and you can. You know, donate or whatever you want to call it, give them some money, and then they will give you free stuff in game or however you want to call it. And
all right, so I'm going to go off on a tangent as soon as you're done talking about Path of Exile, because this actually reminded me of another game that we absolutely should talk about, because we had this huge dialogue back and forth with Mark, ironically, Mark Hanix, earlier, like a day ago. So, free to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Fortnite really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This had me really confused because Mark the other night texted out to the group of us saying, hey, what's the deal with Fortnite? It's free to play on the PS4. And he's like, it's free to play on the PC. And I was like, I don't think it's free to play yet. And he's like, no, it's free to play on both those platforms. And I was like, okay. And then I'm like, well, you know, I know on the Xbox version they were selling a lot of Founders Pack bundle type thing, and I was like, well, maybe it's part of the preview program in there, and they've maybe got a free trial, but I'm pretty sure it's not free to play yet on Xbox. So at this point, I'm thinking, okay, maybe they did some kind of deal with Sony, you know, and they're letting it be free to play to get past the fact that Sony doesn't have a preview program. So I did some further digging. And realize that Fortnite actually isn't part of the Xbox preview program. It is not listed in the preview program at all. It doesn't have any kind of trial to it either. So that really had me confused. Then Mark reports back to us, oh, never mind. It was free to download, but as soon as you downloaded the game, it makes you buy some kind of Founders Pack. Otherwise, you can't play it. And it will be free to play in 2018. Now, so this game is going to be free to play when it comes out of beta, but currently it is in quote unquote beta. They've specifically said that the game is not finished yet, but they're releasing it out so people can jump into it early early access, but not part of the Xbox preview program, not part of any preview program on the PlayStation 4 because they don't have one. So they're literally selling, the game is being bought, if you will, to get into it early. They're also pressing discs. This game is on store shelves in boxes, and the boxes themselves don't really mention anything on the front that this is actually a preview program you're buying into. You're buying into a beta until you turn the box around, and within the text on the back of the box, it does mention that it is a beta program. But man, this just...
That's a step too far. Yeah. That's dodgy and crap and horrible. And is that just for the consoles?
No, I believe this is also on the Steam version, so the Steam version is still a you have to pay to get access.
Because it's not cheap. I mean, when you were talking about this last night, I had a look at this to see if maybe it was a UK thing that, you know, that Mark and I had access to it, and it brought me up to buy the thing. And then I think the first option is like £50, and there's a £100 version of it as well. It's just,
Yeah,
it's not. If it's £50 to buy into a beta,
right?
No.
So that's the, you know, we're talking about trends we didn't want to see with microtransactions. This is like the ultimate example of things I don't want to see continue. The preview programs with companies doing this kind of shenanigans really scare me.
And it almost feels like a late Kickstarter. You know?
Right.
It feels like it's been still being, you know, it's nubby. No, that's not good. Save your money. Wait for it coming out. Wait till you hear what people say about it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't pay for it if it's going to be eventually going to be free to play anyway. Because, I mean, that doesn't even make sense. I mean.
No, it does not.
And 2018 is just around the corner.
Yep,
it'll be here before we know it. Greg, you've dabbled in the beta, I suppose, or the trial for Madden 18.
Correct.
Is that much different than what I'm playing at the moment?
Are you playing Madden 17?
Yes, on EA Access.
Okay.
Yes.
So the short, simple answer is yes. And I say yes because Madden 18, for the first time this year, introduced a single-player mode similar to what FIFA did last year, where I think it was called The One, if I'm not mistaken.
The Journey.
Yeah, The One was, I think, the basketball game. But anyway, so Madden has Long Shot. That is their single-player game. It is not at all like normal Madden. It is much more akin to...
Easier?
It's a story-driven game. Think about like a Telltale game.
Oh.
There's a lot of sitting back watching. You're experiencing kind of what the story is progressing through, and then as you're going through the story, you'll be asked to make some decisions that will have ramifications.
Is it like drive-by shootings and wife beating and stuff like that? You know, the stuff that they get involved in from what my research sort of shows.
Exactly. You know? I don't think they get into that kind of seedy part. So the story is you're playing a young prospect that is trying to make it to the NFL. And so you've played college football, and you're going to what the NFL has what they call the combine, which is basically tryouts. Players that are going to want to be drafted by a football team. They go to the combines, they compete against other players, and the whole time you have NFL teams sending scout personnel to these combines, which basically are just big tryouts, big workout tryouts in stadiums. And they're watching all of these players competing, and they're timing them, they're writing down stats, they're interviewing them, asking them questions, seeing how they're answering their questions. So it's this really kind of crazy, complicated process to try and narrow down the best of the best. So your character is going through this, and I think his name is Wade, if I'm not mistaken.
Wade.
It's your journey into the combine and getting through the combine, And along the way, you go back on memories with your family and being a young kid playing football in high school, that kind of thing. And so you relive some moments. And it's in these moments that they start to introduce some of the Madden actual game mechanics. So you start to actually play some of the games. And so for the EA trial access, they give you, I want to say, like the first hour of the single-player game. So you don't get real far into it. I just got into the combine section. But I have to say, I really like what I'm seeing so far. Visually, the game looks fantastic. And in terms of the mechanics of it all, it's nice that it's different. It's nice that it is a break from the traditional, you know, Madden gameplay, which is, you know, you get in, you play your franchise, maybe you play as a player, but it's always the same. It's always going to be, you know, you're playing, you know, a match. Whereas here, you're watching this story unfold, and the story is well done. The voice acting is really good. The character, you know, capture, the graphics for the single player, all very well done. And it should be noted that this is the first Madden to use the Frostbite engine. So previously they were using the Ignite engine, that was the EA Sports engine, and they got away from that. They're using Frostbite. And let me tell you, it makes a huge difference. I was shocked because I was just playing Madden 17 prior to that. And the difference between Madden 17 and Madden 18
is pretty significant. No, Greg, stop it. No, I can't do it. No, Greg. I'm only, like, starting to enjoy my football. I'm not going to go and buy a sports game. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm playing my first match in Madden 17, and I'm doing well. No,
I'm just saying. Madden 18 is a good upgrade, and it's the first Madden game I'm giving serious consideration to buying. I haven't bought a Madden game for 4 years now.
Divorce, Mark, marry me.
Okay.
yeah, because that makes sense because Jason Gallagher. He had mentioned on Twitter through the week, had you played the story mode? So this is what he's getting on about. So
right.
No story mode that I can see in 17. So this is what it's all about. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. So, but I take it then,
EA access,
you can't play it.
Right.
Yeah.
You have EA access. It's a 10-hour trial.
Yeah. Do you know, unfortunately, it'll probably take me longer than that to download it. It'll probably take 10 hours. 10 hours? Take more like 50 hours. Okay, well, I'll maybe give it a go, but it might annoy me if I do it. So, I mean,
what in God's name was that?
Motorcycle.
That was a plane.
Wow. I thought you'd worked out how to get the sound effects in.
No, I have no idea. That was cool. Either a motorcycle or a plane.
That was a big hog.
Yeah,
that was a motorcycle.
Yeehaw. Wow, that was a Hell's Angel going past there. I hope it was a granny on a big friggin' Harley.
Kim's new boyfriend.
All right, well, okay, so you're impressed enough to consider buying it. Wow. Okay, well, I played a bit of Madden as well. I have managed to ace all of the trials.
Okay.
I am confident enough to go into my first match, and by luck and by jiggery pokery, I'm pretty much winning it.
Okay.
There's just so many bits to it. So many odds. Yeah, so
football's
not a match. Sorry. It's not a match. I apologize. It's a game. Would that be correct? I played my first game. My first game of Madden. So, yeah, I'm still enjoying Madden. I'm still having good fun with it. But the other thing you have on there is also new, Greg. It's Conan Exiles, which is in it's a early access thing there as well. I hear it's just broken as hell.
Yeah, it definitely is buggy. I'm not going to lie. It crashed on me right before last night right before going to bed. But that was my signal to go to bed, actually. But I fired up Conan Exiles. I was curious, you know. So visually, the game actually looks pretty good. I expected it to actually be worse for some reason. yes, I made a female character, and yes, the endowments were bountiful.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Shocker there.
It was a little, I don't know, unnerving for a little while, so I finally decided to clothe her. I couldn't run around naked forever. the game mechanics itself, I mean, it's meeting my – or beating my expectations, because I for some reason in my head thought it was going to be a really kind of more simplistic system of inventory, that kind of thing. But it actually has a fairly deep crafting system to it. What I like is it doesn't seem to that's the right way to put this. It allows you to craft things.
Wind you back a bit.
Right.
Is this like another Ark or Rust?
Yes.
You know, is it that sort of
yes.
thing? Okay.
Yes. It is a survival game. It is a survival game, very much in the line of Ark and Rust. I'll say that what I like is that for crafting, which has always been an issue. Crafting, to me, it's one of those things where it's like you got to be able to find how to craft your stuff. You got to then get all the materials to craft your stuff. Here, you don't have to find recipes of things. You can literally just level your character up, and then once you level up, you get points to spend on kind of learning recipes, and you figure out which recipes or crafting things you want to learn. You put the points in there, and then you know them. You learn them. And so then you can craft those items. So it speeds that process up a little bit.
Okay.
I was really fearful it was going to be like an hour of me running around with literally no weapons or, you know, any kind of armor or clothing. But no, I mean, within the first probably 5-10 minutes, I was being able to make stuff. It is, from the survival standpoint, you know, that definitely impacts, because my character, I'm out in the desert. She started getting dehydrated, and, you know, you have different meters.
No spare water in her jugs?
I did have a water jug that I found. But those things impact the game. So, you know, you have to eat. You have to, stay hydrated. You have to, you can't just run because you'll run out of stamina. And then that impacts how quickly you're deplete your foods, inside your body, your energy levels, if you will.
Other people as NPCs or real people can come in and kick the shit out of you?
I believe so. I have not encountered anybody as of yet, but I've seen plenty of videos of people being ganged up on, so we'll see. I came across a giant, I think it was a pterodactyl, but I snuck around it, and it eventually flew away, so I lived, lived and didn't get eaten, because I'm pretty sure I would have died if that thing had seen me. But yeah, so I mean, I'm going to play more. I mean, I'm early in it. I've played maybe about 20 minutes of it before it crashed.
You haven't bought into the thing in the early access. This is a demo. There is a trial of it, isn't there?
This is the trial. I'm tempted, though. I need to find out what they're charging for the early access. I could see myself enjoying this.
Oh, okay. All right, good. All right, well, I've also dabbled. I blew the dust off the PS4 today, and I thought, I'll fire this up, because I have a No Man's Sky waiting for me, and I had to start the download for it. So it's 10 gigs, so it might be finished some stage tomorrow. I'll go back in time.
Robin, real quickly, what are you going to do when we actually are dealing with 4K assets and 4K games that download?
Wait. Yeah, so a standard 50 gig game here takes about 3 days, maybe
three
a bit more.
3 days.
3 days, yeah. No joke. 3 days.
I understand that, yeah.
So now I do hear that there's rumblings that within maybe by the end of the year, my sister-in-law around the corner, there's talk that it's coming to there. Now, they may not be on the same exchange as me, so I could be screwed. But that within 2 years, and so
I think we're all going
long
to
time.
We're all going to pool some money together and buy you a really, really long cable.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't thought about doing it myself. You know, there's so much. I'm sorry. There's so much to do. I want to stream. I want to do much more. I could talk to people for years, and streaming and stuff. I could so much more I could do with that bandwidth, and it's not. No, get your act together. So I wanted more. So, yeah, well, I blew the dust off the PS4, and I fired up Drive Club today again. I've had this inkling to go out and buy a cheap copy of Ride 2. I'm very into my motorbikes, love my racing games, especially love my motorbikes. And I've seen the Drive Club had this, and it's had it for a long time now, but I just haven't, I think, 2015 since I fired up Drive Club to whip Tuscan's ass. They have the bikes in there, and they're actually not bad. The physics of the bikes aren't too bad, so I'll probably go back to that and play a bit more of it. But what I also did was I fired up Dead Rising 3, which is on Xbox. That's the not backward. It's not backwards compatible. It's the game. What are not even games with gold? What do they call it? The club? Xbox Live? Xbox Gold?
Game Pass?
Game Pass. If Dead Rising 3 is there. So yeah. I'm listening to Mountain Man, narrated by R.C. Bray, on fucking hell, Robin, where's your brain?
Audible
at the moment. And I'm in a sort of
sentences.
Thank you. I'm in a zombie sort of mood, and I wanted some zombie stuff, so I went to fire up Dying Light. Dying Light. Dying Light. And I realized the disc was out here. I didn't have it installed, so I thought, well, frig it, I'll fire up Dead Rising 3, and I've played the first chapter of it to get my zombie fix. Yeah. That actually looks like fun. I know you've played 4 and stuff.
I love Dead Rising 3. I haven't played 4 yet. I love Dead Rising 3. I thought it was a great addition.
Because I thought 2 was a bit clunky, but I'm quite liking Eve already, the sort of tongue-in-cheek humor already from this. So I might go back to some Dead Rising 3 and have a bit of fun, because I remember you talking about it and having a real good laugh with it. What are you at?
Nicole just painted her fingernails. What color did you paint them, Nicole?
Turquoise, teal, whatever.
Nice. All right.
Oh, I remember that finger. I've got a photograph of that color.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think there's an appropriate sound effect that would go along with
He's
this.
He's a dickhead. Look at shape of his head. It's like a dick shape.
Go ahead. Continue on.
I know what that one is.
Very good. Okay, so here's the fucking news. So, just quickly before we get into the main news, just a quick reminder for anybody that's going to EGX, and if you're going to be, or if you're not going to EGX, and you're in the Birmingham area on the Friday night of EGX, which is Friday the 22nd of September, coming up very soon, pizza and beer night. So far, there's about a dozen of us have said that they're going to come along. Myself and Mark, Chris MJW, Verbal Rob, Richard Nutris and Pilch from Boss Wave, Chinny and Stu from Veteran Gamers, John Mouse, Daniel Flecky and Lewis Danson, who always go to it every year, to EGX, and his brother. So if you want to come along and have some pizza and some beer with us, let us know, because I'm going to have to book a table or two very, very soon, so I'll have a good night's crack. So if you want to know about that and come and join in and meet us crew away from the EGX show floor, send me a tweet at Bongo the Sane, and I'll get your name down, and we'll have good fun. And we'll swap no bodily fluids, I'm sure. John Mouse might want to, but and Chris MJW will probably want to dance, like a daddy dance and stuff like that. Verbal Rob will sit in the corner like a little hipster. Richard Nutris will go around arguing with Pilch all night, and Chinny will just be cool, and Stu will go, yeah, that pizza wasn't as good as the last pizza. It wasn't good, but I've got a voucher for it. Anyway, so it'll be a good night's crack. It'll be some fun and silliness, so please come along. All right, so it's coming. It's coming. No, it's not. The pre-order is coming, so hopefully this weekend Microsoft is going to announce at Gamescom in Germany you can now go and pre-order your Xbox One X. So the story goes, the briefing is coming up soon, and it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Right.
The company today posted.
Yeah, I was going to say, Robin, it's actually tomorrow at 12 p.m. my time, 8 p.m. your time.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
Sorry.
All right. The company today posted a hype trailer for the event that says the company's Gamescom event will include the hottest news from the most highly anticipated games. The world premiere trailers, the video description meanwhile says that Xbox One X pre-order info is coming. I know Mark and myself has had emails in from Amazon to say that this is going to happen as well very soon, and we'll be, you know, so yeah, so pre-orders tomorrow will be coming. Ooh, now, there's been a lot of shit this week about the lack of new hot shit for the Xbox One X. And I actually think that this is a pile of pants. Yeah. I really do. You know, Crackdown 3, the next news story, it has been delayed. But I don't think it's an issue. I don't have a 4K setup at this moment in time, but I know that what will be on this will run better. I know nearly all of the games will have great patches for them, all, you know, and they're working toward that. I know when Forza 7 comes out, it'll be the dog's bollocks and will look fantastic. So I don't think this is an issue. I think it's just another way to moan about stuff that isn't really isn't an issue. Do I expect the Xbox One X to be the best thing since sliced bread? No, but I expect it to be a step forward. So, you know, what do you think?
I think I'm adding in sound effects in the background that you have no idea. all right. Now, okay, so look, it's truth time here, okay?
Time to the truth.
Real truth here. Yeah. It is factual that the Xbox One X is lacking in hot feces. It's true. There is no hot feces coming out at launch for the Xbox One.
There never was going to be.
No.
Nope, maybe Crackdown.
No, okay. But no, okay. So kidding aside. So the reality is this is a mid-gen console upgrade. Much like the PS4 Pro, there was never a PS4 Pro exclusive game. There's not going to be an Xbox One X exclusive game. So there's not going to ever be a game that's coming out like this is the game that's going to sell this console because it's only on this console. That's not happening. So anybody that's thinking that was going to happen, they're just, you know, again, the fantasy world. What is going to happen is pretty much every game that's coming out for the holiday, as well as, you know, pretty much most of the games from this past year are going to be getting upgrades for the Xbox One X version. And, you know, it's on Microsoft and that console to show how much better those games look running on that hardware versus the current standard hardware of any console maker. And if they can do that, then that to me is what they need to do. If the Xbox One X comes out and people across the board are like, well, you know what? All of these upgrades don't look that much better and the game's not running any better than the PS4 Pro, then Microsoft has a real problem on their hands. But I
people are going to say that. People are going to say that anyway.
Yeah,
that's the way the internet works.
A certain amount will, but if you get Digital Foundry coming out and saying that, if you have IGN coming out and say that, the actual large covering media companies, and they're saying they're not seeing appreciable differences, that's a problem. Forums, there's going to be fanboys across both sides of the aisle that are going to be screaming left and right, my console's better than yours. It always happens. It always will happen. But I'm talking about mainstream media, you know, Digital Foundry. Those guys get into the nuts and bolts. They really dissect these games. They're the ones that I'm going to look to see if they're giving that kind of, hey, no, it really is living up to the hype.
So who is going to throw their money down tomorrow?
Maybe.
And we have 2.5 fingers. Well, I can take 2.5 fingers, no problem. That's already been established. Very good. I'll definitely be throwing my money down.
I will get one eventually if I don't, you know, pre-order, but I will definitely get one, I think. So.
Yep. It is on my planned to-do list tomorrow.
I wonder will there be a shortage? I wonder, you know, will there be a demand for it?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there's going to be a shortage. And I only say that because, you know, much like the PS4 Pro, I think that there's going to be a certain amount of individuals that are going to, you know, that are a little bit more hardcore. I think there's going to be a number of people that are doing the wait and see. It is not new hardware, so that's the other piece to it. This, I mean, it is and it isn't, right?
Hey, yeah, it is new hardware.
It is new hardware, but I mean, it's the same core. So I think a lot of people are going to be able to justify it to themselves. Well, I don't have a 4K setup. I'm kind of good where I'm at, and that's fine. I think that's a perfectly reasonable approach to this. I think this console is. For those that want the new shiny, those that have a 4K setup that want to experience that, perfect.
Yeah. But I think that they've been quite smart with the way they've been talking about people with existing TVs and stuff like that there that say, you know what, this is going to look better even on your existing equipment, which is PlayStation didn't quite get that, you know, that was the misstep in theirs. And maybe the hardware isn't that different, but they were talking about 4K and that's 4K TV, right. But I think this has been slightly better communicated this time around that, you know, if you have existing hardware, it'll look better. So
well, yeah,
that's why I'm getting it. Yeah.
Yeah. Misstep or reality. I mean, the other thing I would say with the PlayStation 4, you know, they had most of their games running close to, if not at 1080p, you know, often, Xbox One, you know, a lot of games running at 900p or 720p, especially early on. So this, you know, this box is going to downsample to 1080p for every title. So you're not going to ever get an Xbox One X title that's sub 1080p. So from that standpoint, I mean, you know, from that standpoint, yeah, it's going to look way better than other Xboxes because it's you know, it's giving you that much more on the resolution side. But on top of that, frame rate wise or performance wise, it's got a better CPU in it as well. So it's going to, you know, games are going to run appreciably better.
I'm not overly worried now. I'm an owl bugger now. And I'm not overly worried about how more wonderful it looks. Yes, I appreciate that. But if the gameplay is better and it runs better, that's more important to me. Visuals, yeah. You know, my dilemma is I use a projector, and I can't go back in my main place where I play to a TV. That's never going to happen. Right. It blocks the view, and if I wanted to buy a TV, it would have to be as big as yours, Greg. You know, I would need one as big as yours. I know that's a big thing. It's big. It's got girth. It has everything about it. Yeah. And there's no way my wife will be able to block the view. So it's a projector. It's always going to be that way. And my challenge is, if I'm changing projectors to go 4K, it's just not there yet. I'm glad you girls are having fun. but taking a straw poll from our chat, pretty much absolutely confirmed that 100% of the people that have answered our question, are you getting one, have said yes. Well, that's absolutely definitive. So, well, Martin, he's going to trade in his old Xbox to get one, but everybody else has said yes. So, you know, that's definitive.
I would also like to reach out to Martin and say, yes, Martin, that also is definitive.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the hype. Gamescom, don't know what's going to be announced at Gamescom. Hopefully there'll be some nice surprises over the next few days. So, yeah, looking forward to Gamescom. And I'm looking forward to EGX as well because we're probably going to get our hands on some of this hardware in September, which is kind of cool because I would expect them to have Xbox One X playable at the EGX in September.
I'd be shocked if they didn't.
Okay, sort of semi-related news then. Crackdown 3 has been delayed to 2018. Microsoft is delaying the release of Crackdown 3 from November until spring 2018, the company confirmed to Polygon. Shannon Loftus from Microsoft Studios, publishing general manager, said that the company is delaying the Xbox One and Windows PC game to give development teams more time to spend with their families. To extra time to ensure a quality experience. Well, okay, fair enough. I would rather it come out good rather than like Crackdown 2. So spring spring will spring along, you know, springtime for Crackdown and a good game. I don't mind that. That's no biggie.
I mean, on one hand, it was disappointing, and I'm sure Microsoft hated doing this because, I mean, let's be honest. The 2017 hasn't been a stellar year for first party for Microsoft.
No.
It's been pretty light. So this was another kind of blow to that. But me personally, I was actually kind of glad this got delayed because I want to play Crackdown 3, but it wasn't kind of on my top list of games that I was going to be getting. And so now I don't have to worry about it. I can, you know, that'll come springtime. I'll pick that up then. Now I can.
It's been really weird this year as well. I mean, I'm sorry. Whoever came up with this Year of Living Game Justly thing needs shot, because we're playing our games all completely and utterly out of order and sync at this moment in time, you know, because we're picking them up later. And, you know, for example, Battlefield 1 is sitting ready to play now, and that's on EA Access. I picked up Titanfall 2 really cheap, and it's in EA Access as well. I'm playing it far, far later, taking advantage of that money-saving thing. Great stuff. I'm sure I've saved at least 100, 150 quid of stuff that I would have bought this year already. But yep. it's an odd year because I'm not – the drive to play stuff on day one now isn't just the same. It'll be interesting to find out over Christmas time what the attitude is next year. But we'll maybe get onto a wee bit more on that later on. Okay, one that really isn't affecting us. I don't think we have any H1Z1 or H1Z1, which is correct pronunciation. It's changing its name. So H1Z1 is changing its name to Just Survive. The MMO game is changing its name, adding a bunch of new content as a part of a big new update. Going forward, the game will simply be called Just Survive. Yeah. They spent a lot of time on that, with publisher Daybreak saying it wants to separate the title from the H1Z1 universe, which to me says that they're going to open up a whole pile of new sub-games within that H1Z1 universe. So, yeah, no biggie. They're changing its name. Okay.
Do we know what H1Z1 stood for? Human. Oh, maybe it was Human 1, Zombie 1?
Yeah, I'm like, it sounds like a disease.
Yeah.
Bird flu.
Okay.
Right?
H1Z1, bird flu, confirmed.
Yep.
There you go. Pizzy. All right. Okay, the little story that we have in here is entitled Closing the Steam Valve. Valve is making an unprecedented move to curtail the number of Steam game sales happening outside of Steam itself. The kind of the gist of this story is that when a small... what's happening is people are buying... Developers are buying lots of Steam keys. Unscrupulous developers are buying lots of Steam keys. So a small game that would only sell a couple of thousand copies, some of those developers are requesting 500,000 keys. And a lot of those keys are ending up in bundle packs and places like that where Steam don't really have any control. But what is happening is when those cheap keys are being sold in humble bundles and indie bundles and granny's bundles of games, all of those things that have appeared everywhere.
Granny's bundles.
Granny's bundles. The games still get downloaded from Steam, and Steam are paying the bandwidth costs. So what they're trying to do is curtail that. Now, part of me goes, well, those humble bundles for PC people are a pretty good idea. And for the little developers, they sell lots more of their game, maybe a smaller percentage. They get a few pence rather than a few pounds. But you think that the bandwidth cost, I suppose what Steam must have one mega pipe to that little Commodore 64 that hosts Steam. And it must be, you know, maybe it is an issue, but are they being greedy devs, or do you think there's a point to this?
If it wasn't Valve, I'd say maybe there's a point, but Valve makes a shitload of money, and they've made a shitload of money even from these things. I also heard recently in a developer interview that developers don't even necessarily have a say on when Valve decides to put their games on sale. I think it depends on the publishing deal that they have in place. So, you know, there's a lot of times I think where devs are getting screwed by Valve because Valve's just like, oh, fuck it, you're part of the summer Steam sale. Your game just got hacked, you know, 50% off, and it's part of our sale. And they didn't necessarily agree to that. So, I don't know, you know.
But just think, I mean, there's something, what was it? There was what, news? 24 million users new this year. Can you just imagine what that bank account looks like? So out of those 24 million new users so far in the last few months or this year, I'm forgetting about all the other millions of users, but just take the new ones. And if 25% of them spend, a dollar?
Right.
You know, that's a week, a dollar a week. You know, I don't think that's crazy. That's like 25 million a week plus all the others. I mean, it must be frightening, the money that's going through that. Just unbelievable. For what? A friggin' hosting library. It's brill. God, I love Steam. Yeah, what a model. You
know
what?
Gabe, quit screwing around with this. I know you're listening right now, Gabe. Quit. Stop. Just let it be. And go focus in on making goddamn episode 3 like everybody under the sun wants you to.
Yep.
He has the money. God, you know what? So he takes 4 weeks of that 25% and goes, there's 100 million. Tell you what, give you 8 weeks worth. There's 200 million. Go out and do something. It's no skin off my nose. Go and develop a game. Set up a team. Set up a company for 5 years and go and develop games with 3 in them. You know, he's bound to be able to get that out. You know, 3. Something with 3. Ah, that's a good idea. Anyway, the last little thing in. Very important to Mark. He popped this in. Original Battlefield Bad Company is now backwards compatible. No further explanation is really needed. Hurrah!
No, it is not.
Good game.
Another for the pile of shame.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? Yeah,
it is.
Digital games are so cheap now.
Yeah, but I played that. That will not be on my pile of shame. I completed that game, but that's a great game. So if you never played Battlefield Bad Company, I highly encourage you to go in and play it.
I have played that one.
Yeah, that was back on the old little, 360.
Yeah, it had the grenade with the smiley face.
Yes.
Is that that one? Love that game. See, you know me, I'm all logos. Is that the one with the grenade with the smiley face? And I played that one.
Oh, Brezza 1001 being very sneaky.
Right?
Yeah, just keep an eye on that one. Brezza, we love you, man, or woman, or binary, but we'll ban your ass if that gets out of place.
Yeah, for the record, always lemon.
Be nice.
Always lemon.
Be nice. I don't know. Anyway.
Right, moving on.
Okay, let's moving on to some quiz here. We've got some nice trivia from Jason Johnson.
Wait,
thank you
on.
For the...
Hold on.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
Now you may proceed.
Oh, it's so odd when you don't hear it.
Right?
Yeah. So, Jason, thank you very much for the talking point earlier on. We have 3 wonderful people going to play this quiz. Greg doesn't get much of an opportunity to do this. So, Greg, you're in one of the hot seats tonight. You may want to change your names because it was appropriate last week, Runt, Munt, and Funt. You might want to change that around. So we will start from Jason's new questions. Okay, topical enough.
I don't even know where that is. What the...
Well, that was on air.
Yeah.
Okay, so my dog's hungry.
Uh-huh. Apparently your dog's fixing her own dinner.
Well, she dropped her bowl, and it startled the other dog because she was bringing it to let me know. Hey, bitch, it's fucking empty. Fill it.
Okay, Nicole, do you need to do this? Or when the dogs start chewing your leg off or anything? I mean, is this something you need to do now?
Little doggy treats.
Oh, I thought it was Chinese.
I thought you were doing dog Chinese food. I'm like, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
No. It's Chow Chow Mein, lazy dog, healthy treats for dogs, wheat, corn, and soy free.
Nicole, you need to deal with Martin. He's trying to be smart.
I'm not listening to Martin right now. Which one am I supposed to be?
You can be the runt.
Whoever you want.
I can be the runt.
You can be whoever you want.
Yeah, I'm the grunt, and Kim is apparently just Kim.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Well,
so
my
shut up.
Won't work. Hold on.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shoot the dog.
Dog's not in.
We've turned to violence.
It happened so fast. What year was the original Dead Rising released? What year was the original Dead Rising released? Was it A, 2005, B, 2006, C, 2007, you can see where this is going, or D, 2008? What year?
2007.
Dead Rising. Release. Yes, Greg has to write it down in case he forgets. He can't remember four things.
Asshole. That's what I say to you. Asshole.
So I need your answers after three. Three.
You're an ass.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move. I'm going to go with... Oh, wait, no.
It's a dick move. Okay, are we finished here, Dig?
I think so.
Dig. Okay, so we have three answers. You wouldn't think it, but they're all the same. So all of you have said A, apart from Greg, who said 2005, which is A, even though he wrote them down. And the correct answer, you'll be really, really happy to hear.
It's not A.
Is 2006. Sorry. So close, but yet so far.
Can we argue? No, yes. I'm just kidding.
I don't want to argue. All we want,
I'd like to plead my case, you know.
I'd like to argue that Jason Johnson is a jerk for putting that question up there.
Okay, if you thought he was a jerk.
I'm really going to think he's a jerk now.
Which Sonic game featured the first appearance of Shadow the Hedgehog? Which Sonic game featured the first appearance of Shadow the Hedgehog? Was it A, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, or 2? Was it B, Sonic and Knuckles? Was it C, Sonic Adventure 2? Or was it D, Sonic and the Black Knight.
So, without an accent, read these off because I'm so fucking confused right now.
Yes.
Which Sonic the Hedgehog? Sonic the Hedgehog? Fucking hell. Which Sonic game featured the first appearance of Shadow the Hedgehog? Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic and the Black Knight.
Didn't you say the same thing twice?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic Adventure 2, Sonic and the Black Knight.
Sonic and the Black Knight sounds dirty. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all that Sonic porn. Prickly but deadly. My big prickles are coming for you.
No,
Robin.
Stop that.
We have your friggin' answers now, please.
Fine, be that way.
A, B, C, or D. So Nicole says D, Sonic and the Black Knight. That's the way her mind works. Greg, he says C, Sonic Adventure 2. Kim says B, Sonic and Knuckles. And the correct answer, there is a correct answer in this. And Nicole would usually guess correctly, and I would always bet on Nicole, but tonight, nah. Greg, you are right. Greg,
I'll be damned.
The answer of when Shadow the Hedgehog first appeared was Sonic Adventure 2.
Would you like to know my reasoning behind that, astute answer?
Because he couldn't say it?
No.
Possibly.
Sonic?
I like the way he said Knuckles.
Well, I knew it wasn't a traditional Sonic game. Like, it wasn't Sonic 2. And I want to say, Shadow, that it was in one of those adventure, like... I want to say it was almost like the first... The one where they kind of took it to, like, a 3D setting.
Yeah, he was black, wasn't he? A black guy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There was just a big yes. That's really, you know.
That's it. Yeah. That's right.
Hold
get
on.
Your C off. Get your C off.
Greg the grunt got a point. Congratulations.
I got a point.
Nice going there, Grunt.
And once again, thank you very much, our wonderful guy, Jason Teflon. All right, new releases.
Hold on. Because I just won the quiz. I want to revel in this for a moment.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Victory Chief.
No, I'm done. Okay,
all
let's
right,
go.
Time's up.
Reveling feel. Feel boat. All right, so things are happening. There's some new games coming out. And Nicole, I'm not going to ask you because you've got a sore throat. So, Kim, would you take us through what is coming out, please?
All right. Week? Our new releases for August 19th through August 25th are The Escapist 2 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 22nd. Guardians of the Galaxy Episode 3 for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, PS3, Xbox 360, and iOS. And we have Uncharted The Lost Legacy for the PS4 on August 22nd. F1 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 25th, and Madden NFL 18 for the PS4 and Xbox One also on the 25th. Ew. And those are our new releases.
Some good stuff there. Uncharted The Lost Legacy is getting rave reviews. Well, actually, the same as Sonic the Hedgehog, 86 on Metacritic. But it does look very, very good. It looks fabulous, as you would expect from an Uncharted game. I think the only negative sort of stuff that is coming out is that it's quite formulaic, generic, you know, nothing new. But then again, they had that beautiful engine, that beautiful graphics. Why not throw more people into it? And it has the girls in it, which is a nice twist. But I think the general consensus is we wish they would go and do something really unique with this now. So that's what they have to do.
I was actually surprised. I did hear you don't play as both the women. Like, you only play from one character. I think it's Chloe.
Okay.
So I was kind of surprised by that. I thought they would do some kind of co-op thing where you could play together with somebody else. They'd play the other girl, whatever, but no.
Two girls, one cup. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy is right.
Oh, boy. I'm completely nonplussed with Guardians of the Galaxy and Telltale. I think I'm kind of bored with the Telltale format. I know the new Batman stuff's out as well. So, I don't know. I'd probably enjoy it if I played it again, but I'm kind of bored with the Telltale thing. I don't know.
I am till next year.
Yeah, what's next year?
The Wolf Among Us Season 2.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
That would raise my interest again.
Look at the grin she has.
Yeah, like a better rough. Yeah. Sorry, Sarah, you're saying you're looking forward to it. What are you looking forward to? Is it Uncharted? Yes. Yeah, Uncharted. Okay. Yeah, I could be tempted there. Actually, I think it's bigger. It is a full game.
Yeah, it's 10 hours.
It was sort of very under the radar. It was like almost felt like it was DLC, and maybe that was because if you bought the super duper luxury pack of Uncharted 4, this came with it as DLC. But it is a completely standalone package and a super separate game. So cool. Anyway, there are monthly freebies. I don't think we need to go through them at this stage because it's in the middle of the month. So, there's lots of monthly freebies there. They're great. Okay, Playdate stuff. Nicole, talk about the Playdate stuff. We had a sad week last week because Mark was ill and none of us were around. But this week, hopefully, it
was sad.
Yeah.
The playdates are Sundays, 7 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. Central. He did that for me. Thank you very much, Mark. I got to move Robin down. Sorry, Robin. 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 Pacific. That's 11 in the morning, weirdos. And like we said, we had the Forza for last week, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And unfortunately, that was a little, yeah. Mark couldn't make it. So, and next week, well, this weekend actually, would be Prominence Poker for Xbox One.
Get your flush on.
Yeah.
And that better poker. Will be August 20th with Greg.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm going to join there.
Yeah, perfect game to lead right into the Gamescom.
Yes, and I think I don't want to put any pressure on Mark, so we'll just go.
We put a lot of pressure.
What are we going to do the week after? I'm like, I don't want to put any pressure on the man, so.
Oh, I'd like a bit of that. Either Titanfall or the other one. The shooty infiltration thing.
What about we do PUBG?
PUBG for life!
I think Mark would like that. I think that would be fantastic. The community in there. So
yes, why not? Because let's get away from this Xbox crap. Let's either play a PlayStation 4 thing or a PC thing. Yeah.
So next week, then, we can set it up for PUBG so that everybody will... Yeah.
Right. We can also get Fraser involved, our Canadian friend from the north, who's currently out humping mooses, from what we understand. Mooses or moose? Meese.
Nice.
Anyway.
Anyway, and you know what? It's a very good point. Guys out there, if you want to tweet at OC underscore podcast and let us know, what do you want us to do on a play date Sunday night? If you have game suggestions, we will rotate them and get them in. We'd love to do that. So if you have something you want us to play, goodness, if you want us to go back to flipping Modern Warfare 2 on the Xbox 360, that would be class. Or whatever it may be. So, yeah. So poker tomorrow night, PUBG next week, and whatever else we come up with after that. So
I don't want to pick anybody. Just throwing that out there.
See, when you said it's fine, when I said it just sounds filthy. All right, so I just want to do an update of the Year of Living game. Just like I did spend a fair bit of time updating last night. And wow almighty, it's amazing. There has been, since this has begun, there's just shy of 400 games have been completed, which is fabulous. And there's been tons more in the general victory achieved. So well done, because out of those 400 games, these are old titles that were destined for the shelf, never to be played. And I know lots of people have had lots of fun. Still at the top of the charts in the top 5 PG tips. He got to 30, and he's still sitting on 30. Has completed lots of games since, but he's kind of stayed there. Dastardly Jabby is on 26, even though he thinks he's on 29, unless he can prove otherwise. Fraser Moo is on 22. He's on PUBG. He needs to get off that. Terraform is now up to 22. John Mouse is at 21. And that's fantastic that you guys are there. Loads and loads of people have completed lots of these games. There's very, very few that haven't completed one or two or three or four or five. It's fabulous. And in fact, I just want to shout out Luis Raimundo, the Rut King, Den Ock TQ on the Twitters. He is actually now signed up. So we now have 43 people doing this. It's been a wonderful year. Thank you very much for your support for all of this. It's been great.
I met Lewis, by the way, at E3 back when I went to E3. So yeah.
Yeah, because Lewis would always sign up for Extra Life as well. He would always be in the Extra Life team, which is coming up soon. What is the date for Extra Life? Because I know Richard Webster. It sounds like it's coming next week.
Yeah,
the way he's talking, the way he's talking about it. But it's not. It's October.
I want to say it's first week of October, second week of October, somewhere in there.
Yeah. So the VG Hub team, if you go to Extra Life, extra-life.org, and search for VG Hub in a team, you'll see the team there. Extra Life is a gaming 24-hour marathon. We raise lots of money for kids, and we've been doing this now for, 6, 7, 8 years now. Thousands and thousands we have raised. We were going to hopefully raise a few thousand more this year. So if you want to join that team and join in for 24-hour gaming or support one of the team members, it would be great. So yeah, that's something we'll be talking about again very, very soon. All right. Greg, why don't you talk about Victory Achieved?
I would love to talk about Victories Achieved. Victories Achieved is a contest that we run basically every quarter. You complete a game, you basically whip out your cell phone, just your cell phone, mind you, take a selfie of the game in the background as well as your smiling face, and then you want to shoot that off on Twitter to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved in your post. Let us know the game you completed, and just like that, you're entered into a contest to potentially win $20 or £15 on a gift card for PSN, Xbox Live, or the Steams. So it's that simple. It's easy.
It really does sound simple.
It is.
And maybe that's why it's so popular.
Yeah. These individuals have completed games and are now part of our upcoming Victory Achieve contest, which is going to end in September. So here we go. We got Jay Nezzi, finished Metro 2033. This was also a game on his Yolg list. In fact, the next three are also Yolgs. Danok TQ finished Darksiders 2. John Mouse finished Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. And Dastardly Jabby, Mr. Fangs, because let me just say, I will forever remember Dastardly Jabby, side note. His gamer picture had these little banana pieces of candy from Runtz sticking out of his mouth, and it's how I know him now. That's my visual image. Anyway, he completed Little Nightmares. Amaras89 finished Kindergarten. Kindergarten. No, yeah, he finally graduated from Kindergarten, and he finished the game Kindergarten. That was a non-Y'all game, as well as Infected Psych finished Undertale. And my wife, beer assistant, just brought me my beer.
She's fired. Fired. The room service is awful around there.
I know.
Awful.
I know. There's no tip coming. All right.
Maybe later.
Yeah, maybe. All right, but that is Victories Achieved, and because all of you have put in hours, poured in blood, sweat, and tears over completing these games, you deserve this.
You all have a Victories Achieved! Victories Achieved! You have won a Victories Achieved!
Never gets tired.
All no, right. See, I was even doing that in my head. You don't even tell me to continue.
Right?
I hear it.
The Victory Achieved!
I'll always follow you around.
Witch.
All right. Hey, Kate, we're going to start to wrap this up now. So if you want to join in with us, we broadcast weekly somewhere, not everywhere, but usually somewhere. But this week, definitely on twitch.tv/OC podcast. We do it at 11 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. West Coast and 6 p.m. in the East Coast. We are on iTunes and Stitcher and YouTube and reviews and blah, blah, blah. So we've got lots of clubs everywhere, PS4, Steam, everywhere. You can do that too. That's wonderful. And we have this thing called Discord, which constantly goes on my phone. And people are chatting all the time on this Discord.OCPod.thing. So don't be a square. Join in with Discord. Discord is the best thing since sliced bread. I love Discord. You can hear the enthusiasm in my voice. Greg,
yes.
Play the sexy voice, Nicole, not the one that's right now.
I'm sorry, say it one more time, please.
Sexy voice, Nicole, please.
I do not have the sexy voice that Nicole plays, so okay. I will do my best impression.
Will you do the best sexy Nicole voice, please?
Please
no. Oh, dear God.
We have lots of clubs on the podcast. You can join in on the Xbox Club on the Xbox One. Also, we have a podcast community on the PS4. We also have a group on Steam. You can join in on the Discord stuff too, because Robin already answered all of this, but I'm just going to repeat it all anyway. And if you want to hear from us, and you can email us, podcast@ocpod.com. You can also tweet us @OC_podcast. I really don't know what else I'm supposed to be reading, but if you were on Facebook, I'd tell you, go visit our Facebook page, fb.ocpod.com. And of course, as always, we love you for listening in on this show. And if you insert your credit card now, you can get a little extra something at the end of the show.
Oh, thank you, Gregol. Gregol, that is it. And you know what?
He makes me sound like a transvestite. I am not a transvestite.
Well, just not again. So I have to point out that every week, Martin comments on that point when Nicole actually, we play that recording. The last 3 weeks or 4 weeks we've done it. I'm worried because Martin has also commented that this week as well. Martin, so, hey, yeah, we do this live. What we're chatting about now is the chat. So on Twitch and in all the other formats, they have a chat window, and we have a chat window on the website, and you can join in live with us. And people that are in there right now, Nicole, if you could prepare that, please. We've had people in there chatting away with silliness and banter back and forth to us during the live show. But you can join in and interact with us as well. And Nicole, who do we have in there tonight?
Well, Martin, of course.
Yes, Martin. And shout out, Martin. Cheers.
On our toes, yes. Sarah, RCGC. We've had, well, I don't know what that is, so I'm just going to ignore it because it was rude. Shiny came in and said hi for a few.
Shiny. Hi, Shiny.
Jason. Yes. Jason. And,
again, we had three or four little friends drop in that aren't regulars. And
that's okay.
Yeah. But they're not even real names, so, you know.
Okay.
That's the way cool. I look at my name. Great. Yeah. That's not a real name.
Yeah, Jason was in there, too. The other Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. The other Jason.
Yeah, Teflon was in there.
Yeah, my thing cut out, so I had only half a list.
Gotcha. I know Teflon was in there. I know I saw something about tacos.
Star for Help was in there as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm missing a half a thing here.
Yeah, and do you know what? I have to say that Martin and Sarah, they both need a badge. They need a regular, like, we need a prune badge. They're regular.
Right. So, I agree they need a badge, but anytime anybody says, I need a badge, I immediately think, we don't need no stinking badges. Badges? We don't need no badges.
See, that's American. So, don't know.
Yeah. Oh, and Democracy.
Oh, my God, no, that movie's hilarious.
Yeah.
What is it?
Really? Is it Blazing Saddles?
Oh, wow. Goodness, you're showing your age. I'm too young for that.
No, you're not.
Ouch.
That actually hurt. I went so high-pitched.
I really
Robin,
am an old
Robin, part. We kissed, Robin.
We did.
How can you do this to me like this?
Photographing it. Do you know what? I came across more photographs. I have to send them over because there's some lovely ones of you and your family. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
No more evidence.
Kim, would you like to say hello to anybody?
It's good to be back. You know, I've been gone like, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that with all this moving crap that I'm still not done with. But
That was a truck.
You forget we're in redneck country, so they seem to think the louder the truck, the bigger the penis or something. I don't know. It doesn't exactly equate, but whatever.
That's an interesting study. That would be, yeah.
Right?
She's not wrong.
See? She knows.
Yep.
Anyway, so it's nice to be back. I'm glad to be here. I've missed you all. So, I'm at GamerGirl27 on the Xbox. That's Steam. That's Twitter. You know, whatever. You'll find me on Facebook more often than not. So, yeah. You know, I'll be bragging about the house some more, I'm sure. So, if you're not sick of it, you know, come find me. How about you, Nicole?
Coming.
I already know where you live, so I don't have to go find you. It's all good. Nope. Shout out to the Shatters and the idiot farmer behind me who decided that it was okay to let the ragweed grow, which is why I sound like this. You can find me on Twitter all the time at @OC_Amaryllis. And for Greg, who can't spell, it's AmahryllIs. Do you have it now, Greg?
Yes.
Amaranth on the Xbox. Yes, I'm a smartass. And Amaryllis on the PS4, which I swear to God, I'm going to get on one of these. I say that every show. It's like, I will get on there. And I would like to send another shout out to Mark and Jenny and just let them know that we are thinking of them, and we do love them, and hope that everything ends up being A-okay, and she gets home fast.
Yeah.
L'Hôpital. Gregors?
Well, I would like to shout out Mark as well, first off. Obviously, we hope Jenny is feeling better and doing better. But Mark, rest assured, your job is safe. This podcast will prove that. No doubts. Look, I am on Twitter at @OC_Murphy's Law. That's also going to be my handle on the Steams and probably on the PSN when I do come back around on there. It is Murphy's Law on Xbox Live. You can find me pretty much anywhere, talking games, talking sports, talking politics. I'm happy to chat with anybody and
talking
everybody.
Talking shit.
Talking shit, too, yes. I want to talk about my remodel real quickly. I'm going to be putting wood paneling up behind me. I just – now that Kim has her new
somewhere?
Room, I feel like something's missing from the podcast, and I think it is wood paneling. So
it
I'm sure
is.
My wife is going to sound off on this. Not a problem at all.
I support Cindy on this one. Sorry.
Me too. Yeah. After having it for years. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I got to give my wife a shout out because she did finally bring me my beer. Apparently, I was not texting her loud enough.
There is logic to that, though.
Not really.
I need a beer assistant. And
yeah.
Preferably, if you look like Thor, that would be nice too. Just saying.
Exactly. Can we make that twins?
Sure, why not?
One, I get one.
Yeah.
Robin, I'll let you follow up on that.
Okay, I'm going to wind this up. Okay, I'm Robin Tate. I'm at Bongo the Sane. That is SYPHILIS. And you'll get me pretty much everywhere at that address.
Keep up, tank top. Come on.
You'll get me at bongo.ocpod.com if you want to hear about the year of living gamerously. Just a quick reminder about that Friday night EGX. Let us know if you want to come and have some pizza and beer with us. Please send a tweet off to me or to the show. I want to thank Greg very much for getting out of his comfort zone tonight. I know that used to be hosting the show and recording. It was all very comfortable, but now it's got so high tech. We miss Mark. We miss him desperately tonight.
Desperately sounds a little mean-spirited, for the record.
You've got good reason to be off. Maybe just good enough reason to be away. I don't know. You know, get your priorities right. Look, we really hope Jenny is going to be feeling much better in the morning when you go to see her from the bottom of our hearts. Anyway, look, on a happy note, yeah, it's been a good show. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. We will see you next week. Thank you very much. See you all. Good night. Goodbye.
Bye.
And enjoy your
Bye.
Game.
I just had to do that. Oh,
it's
wrong
time
jingle.
For the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Talk.
I had to do it. This ensures Mark will be back.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.